Are you amazed, or just what's your take on just how these guys have all assimilated and contributed so much so soon?
They've really done a good job. It's really a credit to John Dorsey and his staff. They selected these guys, and really was like a second draft for us. And by now, we're kind of really getting to know these guys. You know, we've had them now for a few weeks, and we know what they're, you know, what they're really good at, what they're not. And I've been really happy and really pleased with the guys we've got, in particular, Cooper.
Yeah.
Bobby April's been around NFL for a long time. Do you prepare for him? Do you go back through your little Rolodex in your head?
Yeah, no
question. As much as you do looking at Oakland this year?
Yeah, Bobby is, you know, he's established himself in this league as one of the best. And, you know, I definitely go back. I mean, I went back to Philly. He's been at Philly, you know, before here. And I go back and, you know, we've had a lot of head-to-head battles, you know, with Chicago and Philly. And, you know, he's tried to get us with a lot of fakes and stuff like that. So we'll be prepared. But you know, you just never know what you're going to get because he's got such a big playbook. So we're going to be on our toes, and you know, we're ready for anything.
I think you mentioned Cooper. He's been getting more defensive snaps recently, man. But he's still getting a lot of special team stuff. Are you fighting hard to hold on to him?
Yeah, I really am. You could tell. You know, I'm trying to steal reps, you know, when I can. The guy he's very talented, but you know, defense is slowly taking him away. You know, I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, good players end up moving up, and that's life in our world. So, but you know, I will try to keep using him on punt return, you know, and in the return game where he's coming off the field, not necessarily have to go back out and play defense, you know, in the coverage unit. So that's the plan with him.
Is him jumping on the fumble, does that help your cause in that regard?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, he's just got really good instincts. I mean, he's, you know, just going down there instead of trying to pick it up, he goes down and shields the guy, you know, prevents him from getting it, and then gets on the ball. I mean, just things like that you just can't teach.
You mentioned this aggressiveness and competitiveness on defense. How does it manifest itself on special teams?
It showed up early for us, you know, as a corner on punt return. Just the things that he does instinctively with geometry and the way he sets up blocks. You know, just like I said before, I mean, he does things that you can't teach, and you know that he's going to be, you know, down the road, a really, really good football player.
What do you look for in a special teams guy? When do you know you have a good one?
Well, you know, right away. I mean, the speed, obviously, you got to have speed. If you don't have speed, it definitely shows up, you know, in a negative way. But you're looking for guys that have the instincts, you know, have football instincts, can think on their feet. Because, you know, we'll draw plays, but it's not necessarily exactly what you're getting on the football field. You know, you have to be able to adjust on a run. And guys that can adjust on the run, be smart, you know, don't make dumb penalties, don't block anybody in the back, and be smart with, you know, where the football is going to be, geometry, how to make your blocks. Those are the type of guys that make good special teams players.
Is it almost kind of like love at first sight? Like, you know?
You know. You do know. And it doesn't take long, you know, and, you know, it shows up pretty quickly. You know, we had a guy, you know, a prime example is Corey Graham, you know, at Chicago. He came in, he was a, you know, late round pick from New Hampshire, came in and we just, you know, you could just see he had instincts. He wasn't a fast guy, but he just developed and got so instinctive and was able to see things so ahead of time that it made him play fast. And that's the type of guys that we're looking for.
And how far from 100% is Cole Quick right now?
Far. You know, I think he's a warrior. I mean, he came out last week and punted, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I just know that he's not all the way there, and he will never admit it. He's not going to be that guy. He's not going to make excuses. You know, you could tell that it was affecting him a little bit. Now he's feeling a lot better this week. He's going to get better as we go, but he's not the type of guy that's going to tap out. You know, he's a team guy. He's going to do what we ask him to do, and you know, he rose to the challenge in that game last week.
You don't necessarily see this as being a season-long thing for him.
No, he's on the mend. He's on the mend now. He's getting better. He feels a lot better this week. You know, last week he was a lot different, you know, when I asked him.
Is he getting reps?
Yeah. Last week we held him out. Okay, last week we, you know, we felt like it was better to hold him out and then just punt him in pregame and go. This week we're going to punt him. We actually already have punted him. So, you know, he's already better.
Everybody's capable of a shank now and then, but that's unusual for him.
Yeah, very.
What can you point to there?
I can point to the fact that we've had some issues with protection. I mean, it was a low snap. You know, Gafford would be the first one to tell you. He had to go down and take his eyes off the cover, you know, the cover guys. And he rushed it. I mean, really is what happened. He got up and he tried to rush it, and there was nobody there. you know, after when you look at the tape later, you say, what am I doing, you know? But he rushed it, and I mean, I'm sure he had a little bit of snakes in his head from the past, and that just happens. And, you know, that's very unlike him, and it won't happen again with him.